immortal in terms of Torah scholarship. But he wrote a second book, a book which he says took him 25 years to write. And this book is the most encyclopedic book written on Jewish law till its time. It's more encyclopedic than the Rambam. And you have to remember that we're talking about a time that there are no computers, no tape recorders, there's no access to libraries, in at least in our sense of access to libraries, no microfilms, no manuscripts. And he spent his lifetime studying, but he had the advantage that whatever he studied remained with him. It remained embedded in his mind. And this book that he wrote is a commentary to the Tur, to the Arba Turim, to the four books of Halacha that were written by Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Osher, the son of the Rosh. In other words, what he did is he wrote a commentary to the great book of Halacha written by the greatest Sephardic authority, the Rambam, and then he turned around and wrote an even more encyclopedic commentary to the greatest book of Halacha that until then had been written by an Ashkenazic authority, by the Tur, by Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Osher. And this book he called Beis Yosef, the House of Joseph, after his name. And the book took on such a commanding stature in the Jewish world that Rabbi Yosef Karo himself was called after the name of the book, as it happens many times, that the author of the book assumes the name of the book. In our time, the Chazon Ish is an example, the Chofetz Chaim is an example. So he was called the Beis Yosef after the name of this encyclopedic commentary. And in this book, in the Beis Yosef, everything is there. Everything. It's massive. And it's well organized and well written. And the style is lucid. And the logic is almost unarguable. So that the Beis Yosef became the foundation of all Jewish halacha and Jewish legal thought, not only for his time, but even through today. The Beis Yosef is such a monumental work that a legend arose regarding Rabbi Yosef Karo. Again, I always tell you the same thing regarding legends. The legend is a clear indication to us of the niche or the place that the person occupied in society, what people thought of him. And the legend was that Rabbi Yosef Karo studied Torah with an angel, that he had divine aid, because apparently most human beings thought that a book such as that could not have been written by an ordinary mortal. He had to have supernatural qualities to be able to produce a work such as that. Now we have a sefer, one of the interesting little sforim that abound throughout Jewish life. The name of the sefer is called Magid Meshorim. The Magid Meshorim is a diary purportedly written by Rabbi Yosef Karo of his conversations with the angel who learned with him. And he has in there comments that the angel made to him about his behavior, good, bad, and otherwise. He has all sorts of interesting revelations. When the book appeared, the book did not appear during the lifetime of Rabbi Yosef Karo. The book appeared